We're beginning the preparation of Gemara and Seder. And when we talk about preparing for the Seder,
these
are, I think
it's they're
from the Kedusha.
They have not
their Kadosh.
They're the Tarets and they did, don't they?
Not necessarily, no.
I don't know. They're from the Kedusha next door.
Seder.
Yeah, the Rakot next door sells only quote Seraph Arts.
Fine, so we have to find out these have Kedusha.
Sure,
but let's start from the beginning. No. The preparations for the Seder really begin a long time beforehand. We know we begin by cleaning the house, which can begin as early as Purim. We know that there's also special foods that we have to buy. Now, a lot of the foods that we're going to eat at the Seder, we really should prepare at home, better than board. One example of that is the maror. Of course, you have to buy ingredients for the maror. We're not going to grow our own lettuce. And if we grow our own lettuce, it'll be probably filled with bugs, or those little green bugs that you can't see unless you really look closely. So certain things, the ingredients we're going to have to buy, but we prepare them at home. One example of that is the charoset. We know that that one is supposed to dip the maror in the charoset. Different understandings as to why. One understanding is that the charoset has the maror has the ability to harm one, and by dipping it in the charoset will nullify the harmful effects of the maror. We make the charoset in commemoration of the Jewish people making the mortar in Egypt. You know that they work making bricks and mortar, and the charoset they make of ingredients that the Jewish people were compared to. The Jews were compared to dates, so we mash up dates in the charoset. They were compared to almonds, so the tzaddikim are compared to almonds, just like an almond is quick to flourish, to give its fruit, so for the tzaddikim, the tzaddik ha-tamai flach, the Jewish people were compared to wine, the Jewish people were compared to walnuts. So we make the charoset of these ingredients. The Jewish people were under the tree, tachat ha-tapuach ba'atzei ha'yam, ketapuach ba'atzei ha'yam kendodi ben abanot, just like an apple tree among the other trees that are fruitless. If you come to a forest and you have all these trees that don't bear fruits, and then you see an apple tree, so you say, wow, that's an exceptional tree. So too my beloved is among the others, says the Jewish people about God in Shir Hashir. So we are going to make our haroset of apples and dates and almonds and walnuts. You can buy regular walnuts and mash them. If you take a hammer or something hard and you wrap it with a bag so it should be clean, and then you put the walnuts in a bag and you bash them up, you get brown walnuts.
Can you buy haroset from the makolas?
Nowadays I've seen in the last year or two that they started selling ready-made haroset, but it's probably not as good as homemade. Usually the guys gobble down haroset to make it. So what we're going to do is we are going to make haroset by peeling apples, and being that this year some apples here in Israel and these might have kedusha, so we have to take care not to lose the peels, but rather eat them. Every year we shouldn't waste the peels. But this year we have to be extra careful because the peels might have kedusha. We make haroset, so this year we'll have to be extra careful to make a minimal amount so nothing gets thrown out. We grind up the apples, and then the ground apples we add. I brought date spread, which is just ground dates, that's all it is. So that's to make it easier on us rather than have to bash up the dates. I don't know, I think we have regular walnuts, so I'll have to grind them up, bash them up into a little
set. Walnuts, it was a minute?
Yeah.
We have ground up.
Great! Excellent. Okay, so they're pre-ground. And we mix all of that. On top of it, we put sticks of ginger or sticks of cinnamon to commemorate the straw which they used to put into the mortar when they're making the mortar. And usually at the Seder, later tonight we're going to discuss what we do this year, but usually at the Seder, this year we can do that too. At the Seder, we pour wine on it, so that commemorates the fact that the Egyptians used to take Jewish children and put them into the mortar, and as they were working with the mortar, they had to see the blood of their own children as they were making the mortar. And we commemorate that by pouring wine over the haroset. At the Seder, you'll see that we pour the wine into the haroset, a little bit of wine. families have different traditions as to how to make haroset, but there's no exact tradition. It doesn't really matter. So long as you have some of these fruits, apples, dates, almonds, whatever you can get, you put together, and we're going to dip the maror into the haroset.
I only don't understand why cinnamon or ginger and remind the straw.
If you have sticks, if you have little slithers of them, it's supposed to look like sticks of straw. Okay, so that's the haroset. When it comes to the maror, so we should buy insect-free lettuce. That's that make our lives much easier. If you cannot attain insect-free lettuce, then you have to do a good amount of research to verify how you actually clean lettuce. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Can you buy your lettuce from other lettuce from the maror?
You can buy it if you find out how to check it.
No, but ready-made the Romani lettuce.
If it has a hair sugar, it's insect-free. It's insect-free. The maror we are going to eat as fulfillment of the mitzvah that our rabbis instituted. But nowadays that we don't have the paschal offering, we eat maror. Really, in the times of the temple, we had a biblical obligation to eat maror together with the paschal offering. Today we don't have that. So what we do is a commemoration of the maror that they had then. It's a rabbinic institution that has its own blessing on Achilas maror. We make a blessing on this mitzvah. Now, we have to eat a kezayis of maror. And we're going to discuss at greater length what is the volume of a kezayis. So one of the things we're going to try to do tonight is estimate how much is a kezayis of maror, of lettuce. So we'll have a picture when we get to the Seder, how much is a kezayis. Don't forget, you're getting a leaf of lettuce, it's this big and this flat. Now, when you crumple it up, how big does it have to be to get to the volume of olives? Now, the Gemara in two places describes the size of an olive. When the Gemara discusses volume and the Gemara discusses metric measurements, so the Gemara gives us the volume of a mikvah and it evaluates it by eggs, by the volume of eggs, and then it gives us the measurements that should yield that volume. And when we do it with today's eggs, it comes out that today's eggs and today's olives are half the size. They would make up, if you take that volume of eggs or that volume of the equivalent number of olives, meaning if an egg is two olives, so you double it, so the eggs or the olives, when you take the volume measurement and you compare it to the measurement in size, you get half the size. And the question is how that happens.
So
and one opinion says that the olives got smaller and the eggs got smaller, and that's the opinion.
That is the opinion
that is known as the Chazon Ish's opinion. And that is why when we speak about the volume of a kezayis, the volume of an egg, the volume of an olive, we say take the volume of an egg, because an egg is supposed to be double an olive, approximately. So being that the volume measurements don't fit exactly with what the Gemara says they should fit, they come out half the size. So the Chazon Ish says it means that our eggs got smaller, our olives got smaller, and so we take double the size of an olive and double the size of an egg, approximately. I'm taking a big topic and summarizing it in a few sentences. Obviously, there's more to discuss, but right now, for the sake of brevity, we're going to leave it at that. So we're going to try to evaluate. We're going to discuss later what are the different opinions exactly. What is a kezayis? What is a revius? Because we're also going to have to drink a certain volume of wine at each close. Each cup, when we drink our cups of wine, we're supposed to drink a certain volume. So we're going to discuss that a little bit later. But one of the things we should do in preparation of the Seder is get a picture of how many leaves of lettuce make a kezayis. So that when we're at the Seder, we'll estimate intelligently. The Torah wanted us to estimate. We're not allowed to sit there at the Seder and start measuring and crumpling them. That's not the idea. But we do have to estimate. So we have to be knowledgeable in estimating, and that's what we're going to do tonight. One of the things we're going to do is measure out how much matzah comes out to a kezayis, how much maror comes out to a kezayis, and how much wine makes up a revius. Those are the things that are going to interest us when it comes to volume measurements. Now, in preparing the maror, so the different tradition is what the maror is. If you say the maror is lettuce, let's go back a second, I'm sorry. Maror is a type of vegetable. We have on tradition that there are five different vegetables that can be used for maror. The Torah says, eat the paschal offering with maror. What is maror? Maror encompasses five different types of vegetables, one of which is lettuce. Lettuce is the ideal. Some have a tradition that one of those enumerated is horseradish root. That was the prevalent tradition in Europe, and so many Jews will continue to use horseradish root. Horseradish root also is insect free. You clean it, you peel it, and you don't have a problem with insects. So some prefer to use horseradish root as their forefathers did. That happens to be my cousin. That's what my grandfather did. That's what I did. Others say, no, lettuce is much better. Lettuce is for sure more palatable. But if you're going to prepare the horseradish root, so you have to purchase it, obviously, clean it, peel it, and grate it. And that's why we have a grate here. We're going to grate the apples for the haroset, and we're going to grate the horseradish. Now, previous years when we grated the horseradish, the whole room was crying because the smell that it emits is so powerful that everyone starts tearing. So we have pictures from previous year's Pesach where the whole guys standing with big smiles on their faces, they're all laughing and tears streaming down their eyes.
No, Michaels, no jokes.
No.
It's tea, though. It's very
ground horseradish, when you go to the store and you want to purchase pre-ground horseradish, so very often that horseradish is pickled, it's kept in vinegar, sometimes it's red with beets. It's not what maror is supposed to be. I don't even know how one could make a blessing now, chilas maror, on that horseradish. I know many Jews do eat that horseradish, but in maror, one is supposed to eat maror alone. Maror
is roasted
and nothing else. When you're eating it with horseradish and vinegar, it's a problem. So we're supposed to get pure ground horseradish. Horseradish does not grind well in machines. If you want to do it in the food processor, you can, but it doesn't come out as strong. Doesn't come out as good. That's what they say. I don't remember if this bore out when we tried it. I don't remember. It was 1 year we tried it, and I don't remember if it came out as strong or not. I don't remember. This year, we're going to grind the horseradish root on Friday. We're not going to grind it on Shabbos, and we have to have it ready for the Seder. So we're going to make all the preparations on Friday. Usually, the eve of Pesach, all the guys gather in my house, and every family gets together and starts preparing all the food. The maror has to be fresh after we finish burning the chametz. We have no more chametz in our house, the eve of Pesach, so we start preparing for the Seder. So all the guys come and bring their pillows to the house, and they bring their argados, and they bring whatever they'll want that'll make their Seder more amenable. We're all going to be like kings at the Seder. And they help out. We set up the tables, we set up the chairs, we set the table, and we prepare the haroset. All the guys help me. We grind up the apples, we prepare the maror. We open up all the wine bottles, so we'll have wine ready for the Seder. Everyone chooses their cup. We measure out in each cup how much is a revius, so people will have a picture how much they're supposed to drink. And after we've done all preparations, everyone goes to net, so they can come to the Seder. And that's what I recommend all of you guys do. This year, the eve of Pesach is Shabbos, so all the preparations will have to be done on Friday, as much as we can. We'll grind the horseradish on Friday and try to seal it up. Usually we leave it open a little bit, so it shouldn't be too harsh. This year we'll have to seal it up, so it should have some kind of flavor. By the time Pesach comes the next night, we'll grind up the apples and we'll make the haroset, we'll make the salt water. All this we will do, Bezlat Hashem, on Friday. Now let's begin making the haroset. So who volunteers to go and watch the
apples? When will firstborn first? At the Rishon first? Firstborn first.
No, Thursday. Thursday is 17th.